Hello, my imaginary friends. SM2N here. It's Black Friday, 2014, November the 28th. And this is my audio blog. I've just been listening to an audio boo by Black 73 Cat about Christmas. Well, about not liking Christmas, about having people trying to make him like Christmas. He's made it very clear the reasons why he doesn't like Christmas, because of the commercialisation of it and the peer pressure, and all of the expense. To sum it up in three bullet points, and he's been very clear and open and honest about that, and it makes his points very well, I think. And yet people still try and convert him. Suggest that he listens to this song that might make him suddenly like Christmas. So I want to just sort of really defend his right to be somebody who doesn't like Christmas, and not to be harassed by people. Now, I can kind of see it from both angles. I like Christmas. I don't necessarily like the all of the commercialisation of it, but I like the, you know, the opportunity to everyone to just take some time out, and well, almost everyone. There was always going to be emergency services and vital utilities where people have to continue working, but it's very it's a very good excuse to have some family time, get together, and a good excuse to buy presents for people and stuff. So there are things I like about it. But it's the trying to convert people. And to me, it's not just about Christmas. So, you know, I think the people that are trying to share with Graham their joy about Christmas, they're trying to share that because they experience joy about Christmas, and they think, well, he could have that joy as well. So their intentions are good, aren't they? They want to share their joy. And I think a similar thing happened, what can I think of some examples, would be having children. When you're when you haven't had children yet, maybe you've got married and haven't had children yet, there's a lot of people saying, oh, it's great, having children's the best thing they ever did. Everyone was trying to sort of, not everyone, but there were lots of people that were expressing how much I was losing out by not having had children yet. And again, their intentions were nothing but the best, really. They wanted to share the joy and the rewards of having children. Now that I have had children, I understand the benefits and the rewards and the joy of having children. And it's hard work as well. Bloody hard work. But there is the joy there. So now I'm on the other side of that threshold, I can see what they're on about. But it was really annoying before I had children to have people constantly going on about it. So that's just another example, really, of people with good intentions trying to sort of convert you. And that using the word convert is deliberately evocative, because it's the same with Christianity or any, well, a number of different religions really, crusaders and missionaries going around trying to share the joy they get out of their religion onto people who don't share that religion. So their intentions are good, Graham, but I defend your right to not have to be subjected to it. The end of Graham's book, though, however, put a completely different twist on it in my mind. So I was already thinking about this boo and how I would record this boo, and the contents that I've already discussed would be in that boo. And then Graham ended his boo by suddenly talking about the Meccano he was planning to buy his boy for Christmas, or he had bought his boy for Christmas, and he's looking forward to his boy opening that Meccano on Christmas Day and playing with it. And indeed, Graham playing with the Meccano with the boy, with his son. And suddenly it all turned around. Suddenly you could see that there was actually a glimmer of Christmas hope and Christmas joy in Graham's world, in Graham's mind, indeed. In interesting contrast to everything he'd said up to that point. So there is some joy there. And I'd be interested to hear what Graham says about the contrast there. But it made me think about, these are the stories we get told in Christmas specials. And that's partly also perhaps why people are trying to spread the joy and convert him to Christmasness. Because that's what we see in all these Christmas specials. Graham mentioned Scrooge, which is obviously a classic of this type, but it set a pattern which is used all over the place, of people who don't like Christmas, and then something happens and then they enjoy Christmas, and that's your Christmas special plot all sorted out, in so many Christmas movies and things. And I was thinking, well, this would be the Christmas special for Doctor Who. This would be the Doctor Who Christmas special this year. We've got a man called Graham who doesn't like Christmas because he's been living his whole life to the age of 41 years, nursing the injury he received by not ever receiving Meccano for Christmas. A big set of Meccano like his friend had. He never received that for Christmas. And that hurt him so much that to this day he hates Christmas purely because of the lack of Meccano. But one year, this Christmas, he has a son who's of age and he buys the largest set of Meccano he can possibly find for his son to finally quench that Meccano thirst that has been plaguing him for the last 37 years of his life. And finally there will be a Christmas that he's looked forward to all this time, and he gets the hugest Meccano set he can get, and it's got electric motors, it's got computers, it's got electronics, it's got LEDs, it's got spinning blades, it's a Cyberman set. He's going to make Cybermen out of Meccano to destroy the earth, to get his revenge upon not having had good Christmases. And there we are. That is my submission to the Doctor Who Christmas special script writing competition. Thank you, Graham, for inspiring me. But yeah, that's it. That's why people think, oh, you have to go and try and convert people to Christmas, because we see that in stories all the time of people who didn't like Christmas and then they got converted and became fans of Christmas, and everyone lived happily ever after. Well, I hope, Graham, I hope you have a happily ever after this Christmas, and or holiday season, Hanukkah or whatever. Season's greetings, that's the generic term. Happy holidays. I hope you have a peaceful Christmas without too many people trying to force the love of Christmas down your throat. And I look forward to another, 27 boos worth of anti-Christmas sentiments from you. Graham, that'll be fantastic. I look forward to hearing it. Thanks everyone for listening. If anyone's listened this far, thank you. Take care, and I'll speak to you all again soon. Toodle-boo.